From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau in Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. Here at WLRN, we love to read and we love to talk about the books we're reading with each other. So for the end of the year, we thought we'd share some of our favorite reads with you.
Hey, this is Alejandra Martinez. I am the producer for Sundial. That's our daily talk show on WLRN. One of my favorite books of the year is actually one that I read as part of our Sundial book club. It's called Long Live the Tribe of Fatherless Girls. And it's a memoir from this local author in Boca Raton. Her name's Tikira Madden. And it deals with some really tough issues, like sexual assault and grief. And it's written as almost diary entries or these memory flashes. In the book, both of the author's parents dealt with alcohol and drug addiction. So I really enjoyed reading this book because it shows you how Tikira navigated through these hard times and spaces. Like what she would do when she would feel neglected, or how she would come to the rescue when her mother or father just couldn't hold themselves up. And what she did to cope and feel safe as a child, as a teenager, and as an early or young adult. But the book is also filled with beautiful memories and tons of pop cultural references. These memories are about friendships, girl nights, and middle school dances. It shows you what life was like for her in Palm Beach County, free and infinite.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman, editorial director at WLRN. A book that I have really loved this year, and I'm not quite done reading it, is called Orange World and Other Stories. It's a book of short stories by Karen Russell. I think one of the things I love about these stories and what I love about Karen Russell's writing in general is that it starts off as one thing and then it goes into these unexpected directions. In a way, it really kind of reminds me of like Black Mirror, the television show. It starts to go off into these like more unusual and strange places. And Karen Russell is from here in Miami. She lives in Portland, Oregon now, but she grew up here. And I saw her talk once, and she said one of the things that she thinks gave her this love of weirdness is growing up in Miami and how surrounded this place is by weirdness, which I think probably a lot of people would not argue with.
I'm Nadege Green, and I cover race and justice for WLRN. And one of my favorite books this year that I read was Patsy by Nicole Dennis Benn. At one point, this book had me crying on a plane. Patsy actually, when she came to the U.S., ended up working as a nanny. And there was this irony of leaving your child behind in Jamaica to raise other people's children in the U.S. I think what really resonated for me in this story is that I normally don't see pieces about, you know, Caribbean identified folks and queerness, and certainly not someone like Patsy, right? Patsy is someone's auntie. And here is auntie, you know, grappling with these issues, but also talking about, you know, just loving women and what that means for her, right? To be a woman who loves women, to be a Jamaican woman who loves women. And you have all of these layers of, you know, what it means to come to America, what it means to be reunited with a love who may have moved on. You know, there's just so much joy in Patsy. There is reconciliation, and there's the idea of new love.
And I'm Nancy Klingener, WLRN's Florida Keys reporter. I'm a big reader of historical fiction, and this year I got to read three books by three writers whom I really admire. Lady in the Lake by Laura Lippman, A Single Thread by Tracy Chevalier, and City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. They're set in really different times and places. Lady in the Lake is 1960s Baltimore, A Single Thread is 1930s Britain, and City of Girls is 1940s New York. But I read them pretty close together, and I realized afterwards that they were all stories of women in the 20th century, and they all do what I always want from historical fiction, which is to illuminate a time and a place through one person's story. They were also all telling the stories of a woman from her perspective and showing them figuring out how to live life on their own terms. Thanks to my colleagues, Alejandra Martinez, Alicia Zuckerman, and Nadege Green for sharing their reading this year. And please share yours with us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.